So dear brothers and sisters, welcome, as I said, you know, to the second day of the webinar. I don't know how you're feeling from yesterday, but let me tell you, it is such a joy to bring these three teachings to you, because we have discovered something so priceless that is unearthed, in a sense, through the Holy Spirit. And it's a joy to bring it to you, because the more we preach about it, we are also entering into a deeper and deeper and greater relationship with the Holy Spirit. And it's such a blessing, you know, to preach the word of God, and it lifts not only your life and your spirit, it does for us too. So my dear brothers and sisters, today we're going to speak on the use and the benefits of tongues, right? The use and benefits of tongues. So, my dear brothers and sisters, all over the world, the Spirit is moving. Amen. All over the world. And sometimes maybe you don't know, because it all depends on your how many people you know. I travel extensively across the globe, and I want to tell you, all over the world, the Spirit is moving. Spirit is moving. Amazing to see the Holy Spirit moving, and amazing to see that people are hungry, hungry for the word of God. They want to know more about the gift of tongues. Just amazing. Even Europe. The previous year, you know, I was in Europe. I was in Germany. I traveled extensively in Germany. The German people are waiting for this priceless gift. And what a marvelous mission I had. People were touched, and everybody's praying in tongues there. Big numbers are coming because they want to understand this gift of tongues. And as I said, all over the world, the Spirit is moving. It's like a new Pentecost. New Pentecost for the church, new Pentecost for nations, new Pentecost for you, and through you, a new Pentecost to your entire family. Entire family will catch the power of the Holy Spirit. They will catch the fire of the Holy Spirit, and you will see it. You will see it as silently. You keep praying in tongues for long durations. The Holy Spirit will not only transform you, but He will transform your situations, your circumstances, your family, your children, your marriage, your work, your finances, your business, your health. It's amazing. You will see that. That's why this webinar, as you can see, this is the 20th Gift of Tongues webinar. Amen? 20th. Right? And more and more and more people are coming. New Pentecost. Amen? We want to thank the Lord for this, right? A new Pentecost. New Pentecost, the Holy Spirit is ushering in. And all over the world, as I said, you know, so many are desiring the gift of tongues, learning to pray for long hours in tongues. Now, you know, so many, we have done this, so many webinars also. We have around 1,000 testimonies. Can you believe it? And that's why we are writing a book now. We're going to compile some of these testimonies. Soon you will get the book. Please pray that we finish it, because we're all the time on a webinar and preaching. Please pray that Priya, myself, you know, will be able to finish this book quickly, so that it is available for you, you know, in a book form. You can read it, study it, get all the scriptures there. More than the webinar, probably you'll get on the book there, and it'll be a blessing, yeah? We want the word of God to flourish. We want the word of God to crisscross all nations. And Jesus said, take the word of God to all creation, to the ends of the earth. And this is what we should do. And that's why this technology is so beautiful. It can go to all nations. My dear brothers and sisters, as I said, you know, what is important here is, as I said, all over the world, the Spirit is moving. You know, in my preachings around the world, I see that it's not just the lay people. It's not only the lay people who are desiring the gift of tongues, the religious too. I preach so many priest retreats, and I preach the gift of tongues to priests too. I tell them about this gift. It's just amazing how open they are, how they listen to the teaching, how they are humble, how they come and ask me and say, can we get this gift? Of course, it's for everybody. You see, that's why I'm saying it's the new Pentecost. You know, some time back, you know, before the pandemic, before the lockdown and the pandemic started, you know, I was invited to a retreat center to preach a leader's retreat. 200 leaders, 160 are priests, 40 are lay people. And when I went to Bangalore to this place to preach the retreat, I had 5 sessions. 5 days, 5 sessions. I decided. The Holy Spirit told me. I spoke on the Holy Spirit and the gift of tongues to all the leaders. Initially, I was a little worried how to speak on the gift of tongues. You know, will it be accepted? Will I get a little stiff resistance? Nothing. You see, that is the power of the Holy Spirit. It is the truth. Truth cannot offend anybody. There will be no obstacle to the truth. It is the truth. And so amazing, the 200 leaders took everything that I said on the gift of tongues. And on the last day, I said, you know, I want to pray for you, which we will do for you tomorrow. It's called impartation of the gift of tongues. So I thought I will leave it optional. So I told all the 200 leaders there, I'm going to pray for you for the gift of tongues now, and it's optional. So those of you who do not want it for one reason or the other, you can leave the hall. Now, dear brothers and sisters, amazing. Just two people left the hall. Amen. Just two people. 198 were there in the hall. And I prayed from the stage. I didn't go and lay hands on anybody. I just stood on the stage and I prayed. And in 30 seconds, the Holy Spirit moved in the hall. Amazing. It touched everybody. And everybody who desired the gift of tongues were praying in tongues. I recorded it. I got a 30-second video. Amazing. The priests were weeping. Touch of the Spirit. New freedom, new joy, new relationship with the Holy Spirit. The gift of tongues, the gift of prayer. And so many priests, after the session was over, they came and asked me this question. They said, you know, brother, they said, how is that nobody tells us about this gift? I said, I don't know, Father. I don't know. You see, not many are saying, not many are teaching this gift. This is the priceless gift. All of them were blessed. I remember them thanking me, you know, for teaching this gift. And what I'm saying is, that's why, brothers and sisters, you are on this webinar. I want to encourage you. You are not here only to learn. You are not here only to learn and keep it to yourself. No, you're learn it, practice it, and give it to others. Let the word spread. Let people come into a living relationship with the Holy Spirit. That is the key to the Christian life. The entire Christian life is a life in the Holy Spirit. And that's why, you know, 5 years back, when the Holy Spirit brought this truth to us to pray in tongues for long hours, we prayed. It's important when the Holy Spirit is bringing a truth to you and is speaking to your heart, you must hold on to the truth. If you don't hold on to the truth, it will pass by. Don't make that mistake. And we held on to the truth. We started praying more in tongues. You know, we never prayed so much in tongues, let me tell you. We started praying so much in tongues, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. You see, it's important to practice. And now God is using us to preach it everywhere. So it's important you understand it. It's important you learn it, practice it, and God will open the door for you. I pray that every one of you, God will use you to preach the gospel in your own way, own little ways, to talk about the Holy Spirit, to impart the gift of tongues to people. Their lives will never be the same. Your life at the end of this webinar will never be the same. I'm telling you. You see, that's why the Gift of Tongues webinar is to educate people of the importance of the gift. This gift of tongues has lots and lots of controversy. Lots of controversy. You know, one are saying this, somebody else is saying this. That's why we must go to the Word of God. We must go to the Word of God. The Word of God will give you the right meaning of the gift and right use of the gift. The gift is from the Holy Spirit. But people don't understand it. We listen to a lot of, whatever comes and somebody sends a video. We listen to it. We have the gift also. We stop. I don't know. You must go to the Word of God and listen and see what the Word of God. So today and the 3 days, as you noted, the teaching is based on the Word of God. So we want to educate you so that tomorrow people ask you, what are you saying? Is this gift right? That it needs interpretation. That is, show them scripture. Don't get into an argument with them. Show them the Word of God. What will convince man? the word of God. Not your arguments, not your opinions, the word of God. So we want to, you see, Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. This is the tagline of our ministry called Spread Your Wings, the tagline. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You see, if you don't have knowledge, not only about the gift of tongues, about anything else in the Christian life, it will destroy you. Because why it will destroy you? Because you get closed. You will be closed to that gift or to that new truth that is coming to you, the insight that is coming to you, the revelation that is coming to you. You will close your heart. And what a tragedy that will be. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And if you see, the lack of knowledge will put you into captivity. Look at the scripture. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 13 says, therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. Lack of knowledge will put you into captivity. Some versions say you'll be in exile. You'll be in exile till you accept the truth. And once you accept the truth, you'll come out of exile. Otherwise, you'll be in captivity all your life. My dear brothers and sisters, how to grow in the Lord? How to mature? The only way you can mature is through knowledge. Yeah, your walk with God depends on how much of knowledge you have. So what must you do to deepen your walk with God? Learn more, get more knowledge. It will take you to the next level. When you get more knowledge, it will take you to the next level. Learn more, it will take you to the next level. That is the reason Hosea is saying, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and lack of knowledge will put you into captivity. Captivity, you'll be imprisoned. You cannot learn more. You're closed. You're not open. How many people today are not open? They don't want to learn anything more. And you are here. And I thank God for you. You know why you're here? You're open. You're humble. You want to learn. You are teachable. You are simple people. Simple people. And the Holy Spirit will speak to you. The Holy Spirit will move your life in ways you have never seen. Never seen. And I thank God for each one of you for being on this webinar. And that's why, dear brothers and sisters, on all our webinars, we say this. We are going to teach you how to fish. We are not going to give you fish to eat. Yeah? No. We are not going to give you fish to eat. We're going to teach you how to fish. You don't have to call us. You'll realize that. Don't call us for prayer, etc. No. Why? We are teaching you how to fish. Learn how to fish. Learn to depend on the Lord. Learn to depend upon the Holy Spirit, not on man. Man cannot save you. Cursed is the man, says Jeremiah, who trusts in man. Blessed is that man who trusts in the Lord. Amen. Learn to trust in the Lord. Put your faith in the Lord. Man will let you down. Man will let you down. Yeah? Trust in the Lord. Learn to fish. This webinar is all about teaching you how to fish. And once you learn the two keys. One key is the gift of tongues. And the next week, we're doing another key called the victorious life. How to walk in victory. How to command in the name of Jesus. When you learn these two keys, let me tell you, guarantee success in your life, guarantee breakthroughs in your life. I'm going to share my life today. Priya shared hers, and I can give you hundreds of testimonies. Breakthroughs come by praying in tongues, connecting to the Holy Spirit. Life has changed. I remember one person saying, after this webinar, peace has come into my heart. Now there is no fear, because I have the tool. It's like a tool. I have the key. I know what to do. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And we want you all, you know, to be fishers of men. Yeah? Okay. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 16, 17 and 18 says this beautifully. Rejoice always and pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Simple. St. Paul is saying, what is God's will? If anybody asks you, what is God's will for my life? Show them this scripture. Maybe they'll be disappointed. But this is the will of God for every Christian. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. God's will for your life. What I want to stress here is pray continually. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, St. Paul is telling the Thessalonian church, pray continually. Some versions put it, pray without ceasing. What is pray without ceasing? Don't stop. Don't stop. How to pray without ceasing? Which man can pray without ceasing? Which woman can pray without ceasing? Which man and woman can pray continually? We are family people. We are lay people. We are married people. We hold a job. We run a business. We run a ministry. We have children. We have other things to look after. How can we, as lay people, get engaged in prayer? What about the religious people? Of course, they too run their institutions, they're running schools, they're taking care of colleges, they run medical centers, they take care of the poor, they have to teach the novices, they too run a life, they have a life of their own. How can anybody pray continually? That means, if St. Paul, please remember, St. Paul is not an ordinary man. Sisters and brothers, he is not an ordinary man. He is one of the greatest apostles, disciples. What a great man. You know what he's saying? Pray continually. And if St. Paul must say, pray continually, pray without ceasing, that means there is a way to do it. There is a way to do it. And what is that way? We will look into the teaching, yeah? There are three forms of prayer, yeah? Three forms of prayer. What are they? Vocal prayer, meditation, contemplation. What is vocal prayer? And what you see in the red there is the reference in the Catholic, in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Yeah, Catechism of the Catholic Church. Here is the reference. Three forms of prayer: vocal prayer, meditation, contemplation. Now, what is vocal prayer? Obviously, vocal prayer means you use your vocal cords to praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We want to bless your name. We want to thank your name. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Vocal prayer. You're using your vocal cords. The charismatic spirituality is vocal prayer, right? Spontaneous prayer that comes from the heart. We're using the vocal cords. Now, for all these three methods, we want to put two questions. What are they? Number one, can you pray in vocal prayer? Can you pray vocal prayer without ceasing? Can you pray vocal prayer, say, even for 5 to 6 hours a day? No way. Nobody can pray vocal prayer 5 hours a day. Don't even try it, sisters and brothers, because if you try it, you will lose your vocal cords. Question number two. Can we pray vocal prayer anywhere, anytime? You cannot pray vocal prayer when you're traveling in a bus. You can't pray vocal prayer when you're traveling in a train. They will take you to the sanatorium. Can you pray anywhere? No. Imagine you are going to a fish market. You enter a fish market and you're praying. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They'll put a fish in your mouth. They say, stop. What are you saying? So, this is not the prayer, vocal prayer, that St. Paul is talking about in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, when he says, pray without ceasing, because you cannot pray. What about meditation? What is meditation? We have to define meditation. You see, when the Bible uses the word meditation, it means to meditate on the Word of God. To meditate on the Word of God. Meditation is not sitting on a beach and looking at the sunset and saying, how nice. Oh. It is not looking at a mountain and saying, God is strong. No, that's not meditation. Meditation means to meditate on the Word of God. You shall meditate on the word, on the law of the Lord day and night. Look at that scripture. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, Psalm chapter 1 verse 2, day and night. But can we meditate day and night? Cannot. Same two questions. Can we do meditation 24/7 day and night? No. We're busy people. We can't do meditation without ceasing continually. Can we do meditation anywhere? Imagine you're driving a car and suddenly you decide to meditate on scripture. You know what will happen to you? You will see God face to face soon. You'll get distracted. You're trying to do something. You're not driving. Don't even try it. So Paul was not talking about meditation when he said pray without ceasing. You cannot meditate 24/7. Nobody can. What about contemplation? Yeah, contemplation. No, they say, what about contemplation? Can we do contemplation without ceasing? Now, I asked this at the priest retreats. Normally, you know, most religious people follow the method of contemplation. So I asked them this question. Can you do contemplation 24/7 without ceasing 6 to 7 or 8 hours a day? Can you do contemplation? They said, no. Why? Active people. People, we're in the world. We have so many other work to do. Responsibilities. We cannot. And what is contemplation? The Catechism of the Catholic Church says contemplation is a loving gaze on Christ. Amen. A loving gaze on Christ. Saint Teresa of Avila says contemplation is a loving relationship between two friends. So can you do contemplation 24/7? No. Can you do contemplation anywhere and everywhere? No. While traveling, you're going to shopping, you enter a shopping mall. Can you do contemplation when you enter a shopping mall? This is not the method. The Saint Paul is saying, pray without ceasing. All these three methods, you know what you need to do? You need to withdraw, go to a secluded place, free from distraction. That's how we do our morning prayer, right? Personal prayer. We close the door. We shut out distraction. Sit for prayer. Because all these methods cannot handle distraction. So what is Paul talking about when he says pray without ceasing? Saint Paul is speaking about praying in tongues, praying in the spirit. Now when you pray in tongues, you'll realize that. When you start praying in tongues, you can pray how long you want, and you can pray anywhere you want. You can pray while you're driving. Why? Your mind is not fruitful. Your spirit is praying. Your mind is on the road. Alert. But your spirit is praying. How beautiful. You can go to a shopping mall and shop and pray in the spirit. How beautiful. You can take a morning walk and pray in the spirit. How amazing. Why? Two different faculties can be used. Your mind is concentrating on what you want, what you have to do, but your spirit is communicating with God. Amen. Say hallelujah. What an amazing thing, right? That's why you can pray without ceasing. That's why Saint Paul also said, I'm sure Priya quoted that scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 18. Saint Paul says, I thank God. Look at what he's saying, huh? I thank God I speak in tongues more than all of you. Amen. Look at that bold statement. Look at that bold statement. How he prayed in tongues. Without ceasing. Continuously. That's why you can pray in tongues for 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours. You can cook and pray in tongues, right? Cook and pray in tongues. Don't waste your time. I mean, cook and pray in your tongues. I'm sure your food also will be good. You know, it'll taste better. You see, this is amazing, amazing. That the Holy Spirit has brought this revelation and no burden of prayer. Imagine, sisters and brothers, oh, wow. No method of prayer, thank God. No 10 methods to follow, 10 steps to prayer, 20 steps to prayer. No steps, just pray in the Spirit. How nice. And sometimes the method of prayer or the steps of prayer itself can become a distraction. You're in the 5th step and you're scratching your head. What is the 6th step? Distraction. This, you can easily handle distraction. TV is going on, you can pray in tongues. And when somebody is preaching, you can sit and listen to the preacher and pray in tongues. Hallelujah. no other method you can do. This is why the gift of tongues will edify you, strengthen you, and make you the man and the woman God wants you to be. And you'll be amazed. And you will do it and you'll see it. You'll write to us shortly. Yeah? Let's move on. So, the use and the benefits of the gift of tongues. This teaching will help you to appreciate the gift and its uses. Yeah? Beautiful teaching, yeah, lovely teaching. Anyway, you'll get this video too. I would suggest you listen to this video again. Point number one. Now we are talking about the use and the benefits of praying in tongues. You see, the first benefit of praying in tongues is you can use the gift to praise and worship God. You can use the gift to exalt God. So beautiful. You can, it's just amazing, like incense rising to the throne of God. Let's look at the scripture. Acts chapter 10, 45 to 47. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on Gentiles. Look at this. This is the story of Peter going to the house of Cornelius. Remember, he got the vision and God told him, get up and go to Cornelius' house. They're waiting for you. The circumcised believers are who? The Jews. So they had come along with Peter. They were astonished, surprised, amazed. With what? That the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on Gentiles. Who are Gentiles? Non-Jews, the pagans. So the belief was what? Holy Spirit came only on the Jews. Pagans, Gentiles didn't get Holy Spirit. They were surprised, that's why. They were shocked that people in Cornelius' house who are Gentiles are praying. The Holy Spirit had come upon them. And how did they know that the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on them? Next verse. They heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Hallelujah. You see? How did they know that Peter and his friends knew? How did they know that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit? They were speaking in tongues, praising God in tongues. Who? Cornelius' house, the Gentile. They were shocked. See Peter's response. Surely, no one can stand in the way of them, of their being baptized with water. They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have. They got baptized. They were all praying in tongues, but they were praising God. That's why in our personal prayer, you can use it to praise God. In your charismatic prayer meetings, you can use it to praise God. In an assembly, you can use it to praise God. In your family prayer, you can use it to praise God, provided, of course, everybody prays in tongues. I just don't, try to pray in tongues when others don't understand it or others don't want it. Yeah, we have to be people who can also respect other forms of prayer. Yeah. But if everybody in our family, everybody can pray in tongues, we pray in tongues. I know so many families in our community now, all praying in tongues. So if their family pray, they all pray in tongues too. How wonderful, isn't it? Praising God. Now look at this. The gift of tongues, you can use it in your personal prayer because the gift of tongues is normally meant for private prayer. To praise God, to worship God. For example, I use this gift of tongues right through in my personal prayer. I have no method. I only focus on the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, and pray in tongues. I pray in tongues every morning for 1 hour. 1 hour. Praying in tongues, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. So in your private prayer, that is in your personal prayer, you can use this gift. This gift is meant for private prayer. Amazing. Use it more and more. And those of you already have the gift of tongues, start using it. Don't pray for 2 minutes, 3 minutes. It won't help you. But start praying for long hours, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, I'm telling you, you will be amazed at the power of God in your life. Yesterday's testimony, we heard about Alistair. He said, when I started praying in tongues, I could feel the power of God in my life. Got healed of diabetes. 30 years, sisters and brothers. 30 years. This man is suffering from diabetes. 30 years. No medication could heal him. But Jesus, the greatest physician, healed him. How? Just praying in tongues. Just praying in tongues. Nobody even prayed for him. Absolute amazing power. You will experience the power of God in your life. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2 says, for one who speaks in a tongue speaks not to men but to God. No one understands him. He utters mysteries in the spirit. We will explain the scripture even more tomorrow. But what is St. Paul saying? You see, gift of tongues is a language of prayer. You see, he says, for the one who speaks in a tongue speaks not to men, but to God. What is prayer? Speaking to God. So when you pray in tongues, you're communicating to God, you're speaking to God, and that is prayer. So the gift of tongues is a beautiful language of prayer. Amazing language of prayer, and you will relish it. It's a priceless gift, and I know when you receive it, you will start relishing it. Point number two. You see, when you start using the gift of tongues, personal or self-edification takes place. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 4 says, he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. Look at that. What is edification? Build up. You'll be strengthened, built up. Oh, amazing, isn't it? Absolutely amazing. How to build up your spirit, how to grow in maturity, how to grow in faith, how to grow in all the charisms of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Pray in tongues. He who prays in a tongue edifies himself. You build yourself spiritually. You become a spiritual giant. I'm telling you, power, nothing can touch your life. It is like, you know, having a spiritual, praying in tongues is like a spiritual workout, isn't it? Why do people go to a gym? Why? They want to develop their body. So when we pray in tongues, it's like a spiritual workout. Spiritual workout. The spiritual muscles are growing. It will strengthen you. It will make you strong Christian. It will make you a mature Christian. And it will make you a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the word edify here means to improve the mind and the character of a person. You see that? How beautiful. Because now you're praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit is working in you, with you, through you. It improves your mind. What does it mean? It will bring the renewal of the mind. Praise God. Romans chapter 12 verse 2, the renewal of the mind and the character of a person. Amen. All character flaws, the Holy Spirit will remove it, smoothen it, purify your life. All character flaws, you're very angry, it'll go. Anger, you watch and see. You watch and see. If it is not happening, let me tell you, then there's a problem with you, because the Holy Spirit is an agent of change. He is a God of change. If you're praying in tongues and you are the same, still your people don't like you, your neighbor doesn't like you, you're still angry, still the old self, the carnal nature is coming forward, then there is an issue in your life. You are not praying enough in tongues, surely that is sure. You don't know how to command. You are not meditating on the word of God. You're not letting the word of God change you. Renewal of the mind, metanoia. You're not doing it. I just came for a webinar. I know you come for many webinars. Some people just come for webinars. Please come, but learn to practice it. Put it into practice. See a change. Let me ask you a question. Who will notice a change first in our lives? Our family, right? Yeah. They will say, wow, daddy has changed, huh? Mama has changed. Boo, thank you, Lord. Yeah. The first people who will notice change in our life is your spouse, your children, and surely your mother-in-law. Surely, say, wow, my daughter-in-law, wow. Praise God. She doesn't nowadays throw an anger. She doesn't, you know, not talk to me for a long time. Your marriage is improving. There is no silent treatment anymore. Your character. How nice, no? The very character of Jesus now is being fashioned in your life through the power of the Holy Spirit by praying in tongues. Self-edification. How amazing. Wow. And that's why the word, that's why here Jude chapter 1 verse 20 says, but you, dear friends, build yourself up in the most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. We know, sisters and brothers, Jude has got only one chapter. Just one chapter. In that one chapter, Jude is writing, build yourselves up. Strengthen yourselves up. Be mature Christians. And how to build yourself? He says, how to build yourself in the most holy faith? He says, pray in the Holy Spirit. Pray in tongues. Then what will happen? It's like an edifice of a large building. What does the edifice do to a large building? It makes it impressive. God will make you impressive. Edifice will change. Your countenance will change. Wow. People look at you and they'll see the glory of God in your life. They'll see the glory of God in your face. Your countenance will change. They say, I'm not the same person. You have changed. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is at work. Your edifice is getting changed. Your personality is changing. Your character is changing. Who is doing this? Holy Spirit. You're praying in tongues. Holy Spirit is doing it. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 1 verse 28 says, that we may present every man mature in Christ. You see, so when you start praying in tongues, you become more and more mature. You become perfect in Christ. We become perfect in Christ. God has made us. We'll become more and more in his likeness and in his image. Third point. You see, when you pray in tongues, this will happen. It's an amazing miracle. Your health will change for the better. Amen. Say hallelujah. Look at this beautiful scripture. 3 John chapter 1 verse 2. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. What is John saying? John is saying, I pray you may enjoy good health. Who doesn't want good health? Especially in the times that we are in now. Yeah, everybody wants good health. But how will you get it? How will you get good health? He says, I pray that you enjoy good health and that all may go well with you. Everything will go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. Look at that. So what does it mean? When you're spiritually getting along well, when you're spiritually doing well, you'll enjoy good health and everything else will go well in your life. Amen. Say hallelujah. That is the power of praying in tongues. Spiritually, you're growing. Your soul is prospering. Your spirit has come alive. Because now you're praying to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit within you has awakened. Hallelujah. You can hear his voice. You'll enjoy good health. All will go well in your life when your soul is prospering. How amazing. Wow. I'm sure Priya shared the story of Michael, our son. What an amazing miracle Michael is. What an amazing miracle. You see, praying for him in tongues. He was born, I don't know how much Priya shared, but very quickly, you know, he had a right brain damage. Because of his right brain damage, his entire left side was weak. Can't use his left hand, can't use his left leg. He cannot walk, cannot talk, cannot eat normal food. My son is to take 300 tablets a month. Wow. And see what God has done. Today is 19 years old. Look at him. You know, the doctors told us, your son will be a vegetable all his life. You know what a vegetable is? You can do nothing. The doctors also told me, we discovered this in Germany. That time we were in Germany a little while. And so we discovered, the German doctors told me, your son will die before the age of 28. They said, we are so sorry, we have to tell this to you, because the seizures, my son is to get 150 seizures a day, 150. He says his brain, you know, it's like, what is it? It's not going to function. It's becoming worse and worse, his brain damage. So he may not survive. And we are, you know, we learn this truth. We are praying for this guy. We are pumping the word of God into his life. And what a miracle. 7 years back, all his seizures ended. Amen. Amen. One day before a surgery, no surgery. One day before a surgery. I don't want to go into details. You can hear the videos. There are so many videos. We talk about his health, you know. Completely. Today, sisters and brothers, not a single seizure. Hallelujah. My son couldn't walk. We used to carry him everywhere. 9 years. And one fine day, he just stood up, held the wall, and he walked. My son walks very well now. Amen. Praise God. My son couldn't eat normal food. Only last 1.5 years, Michael is eating normal food. Till then, he lived only on porridge and liquids. Today, my son is not on a single medication. Amen. 300 tablets today, zero. He is not even on a maintenance dose. Amen. Health, fruitful health. This is what the Spirit of God can do. And I remember fruitful health is amazing. He's eating normal food. Oh, and we see him. We know God is at work in his life. And soon, he cannot speak. Soon he will speak. He will share his own testimony. He will preach to you one day. Amen. He will preach the word of God one day. God has great, great, great things for Michael. I know that. And therefore, you see, when he gets healed, God will open the world for him. He'll be a missionary and he'll be so good. Better than his parents. Amen. And do you know this man? You see that? I know. You know, I am over 60 years old. I'm over 60. I am not on a single medication. I have no problem in my life, health-wise. I have not seen a doctor for the last 5 years. Since I started praying in tongues like this, I have not seen a doctor. I'm not on a single medication. My everything, all my parameters are perfect. I travel extensively. Yeah, I travel extensively, different time zones, different types of food, and sleeping in different places. I'm perfect. That's why they say, you see, when you start praying in tongues, for 3-4 hours a day, 2 hours plus, it increases your immunity by 30 to 40%. Amen. Amen. Nothing can touch you. That's why you enjoy divine health. You'll enjoy very good health. Once I was preaching in Bangladesh, Dhaka. You know, and priest called me, 2,000-3,000 people there. And I was giving the teaching. Of course, it's all translated. And after my talk, a person came to me and told me, you know, are you from India? I said, yes, I'm from India. He said, you know, can you be careful? There is dengue here. Dengue is caused by mosquitoes. He said, be very careful what you eat, what you drink. Be very careful, he told me. Immediately, I told this man. Immediately. I told this man, nothing will touch my body. And you see, you have to declare a statement like that. I told this guy, nothing will touch my body. If a mosquito bites me, the mosquito will die. Not I. You know, brothers and sisters, I want to tell you this. I was in Dhaka for 5 days. I ate what I wanted. I drank what I wanted. Here am I. Nothing touched my life. Impossible. Impossible. Yeah. The divine life of God. When you pray in tongues, the spirit takes control. You know? And the spirit of God is at work in your life. Nothing can touch your body. Yeah. Where you must go to the webinar on walking in divine health to learn more about fruitful health. Intercession. Look at the scripture. Romans 8:26. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Intercession. And today I know, you know, praise God, isn't it? Praise God. World over, people are interceding. Online. We too do it. As a community, every day now, it's almost a year and a half, every single day since the pandemic started, we have been praying. 9:30 to 10 p.m. If you want, you can join. If those of you want, if it's convenient for you, you can join. What is our method of prayer? Praying in tongues. We state the intention, we make a prayer, we pray in tongues. 60, 70 people come every night. Amazing, beautiful time of prayer. Intercession. Now, I've got so many intercession people and they pray. Many people don't use the gift of tongues even. I'm talking even about charismatic groups. Pray groups. Don't pray in tongues today. What charismatic prayer group are they? They don't pray in tongues. They don't exercise the charisms. They have become like a holy club. There is no power at the prayer meeting. The word doesn't touch us. The worship doesn't touch us. We just come for relationship. Friends, we come together. Excuse me. That's not a prayer meeting. We don't pray in tongues. Have you seen people praying in tongues in our prayer meetings? Unbelievable. They pray for 30 seconds. Like a Diwali rocket, you know. It goes up and it comes down. Finish, close. Now let's listen to the word. What is that? And that's why all the charisms have died out. Our prayer meetings are dead nowadays. Why the charisms are not alive? Alive. You want the charisms to be alive. You must learn to pray in tongues. You know, even for non-charismatic, there is no charismatic and non-charismatic. Hello. There is nothing like that. That is man-made. Bible doesn't say charismatic and non-charismatic. Who said so? That is biblical spirituality. All the charisms is for everybody. Doesn't matter which movement you are in. Vincent de Paul, Legion of Mary, you call it which devotion, which movement. All are called to exercise the charisms of the Holy Spirit, which includes the gift of tongues, right? The same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness. What is that weakness? What is man's greatest weakness? Man's greatest weakness is the inability to pray according to the will of God. His greatest weakness. Pray according to the will of God. Only through tongues you can pray according to the will of God. I've gone for night vigils and intercession. They don't pray in tongues. Only words. We do not know what we ought to pray for. We don't know. We think we know. We don't know what to pray for. Another version, you know what it says? We don't know how to pray. Don't know. That's our weakness. But the Spirit, look at that. Look at St. Paul, amazing, right? But the Spirit himself, hallelujah, intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Pray for the church. You don't have to worry what is happening. You don't know. Pray for India right now because India needs a lot of prayer. Just keep India in your mind. The Holy Spirit knows what India needs at this moment. You don't know. I don't know. Holy Spirit knows. Pray in tongues. Pray for India. Breakthrough will come. Freedom will come. Deliverance will come. So you pray. That's why intercede for your family. Use the gift of tongues. Like an intercession, right? In your personal intercession. Excuse me. Intercede for our family, friends, prayer group, church, city, country. What pray, no? Pray for your family members, for your marriage, for your children. I want to tell you know, I know as parents, we all pray for our children. We pray. But you know, you want to see breakthroughs. You want to see God at work in their life. Let me tell you, take your mobile phone. And you know, keep your son or daughter's picture. You know, in a week, you can do it twice if you want, if not every day. Every day you can pray, but in a week you can do this. No, keep a picture of your son or daughter and open it up and pray in tongues for 180 seconds, 3 minutes. Every other day, every day if you have the time, pray for your son, pray for your daughter. We don't know what our son or daughter is going through. We don't know. As parents also, we don't know. We don't know. Who knows? Holy Spirit. So I do that. for my son and my daughter too. Not only son and daughter, for your spouse, for the people who live with you, your mother-in-law, everything will change. The Holy Spirit knows what my daughter needs, what my daughter is going through. Holy Spirit knows. I don't know fully as a father. I don't know. Holy Spirit knows. I pray. I put Marika's photo. I pray for 3 minutes. The Holy Spirit is praying, lifting up all that needs to be prayed for Marika to the Father. Hallelujah. Can you pray for your spouse? Start praying. If things are not very good in your marriage, ask the Holy Spirit to set it right. What God has joined together, let no man separate. And when you pray in tongues, Romans 8:27, look at what it says. And the Holy Spirit, who searches our hearts, knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people accordance with the will of God. Amen. When you pray in tongues, you're praying in accordance to the will of God. Whatever in that prayer is as per the will of God, that will be met. Hallelujah. You know, 1 John chapter 5 verse 14 says, this is the confidence we have in him. If we pray, if we ask anything according to his will, he will hear us. Amen. That's why you must pray in tongues. I'm telling you, pray in tongues, breakthroughs will come. You will be amazed. Things that never moved in your life will start to move, okay? You never come to a position like this, not knowing what to do, where to go, what to do, who to marry, what career to take, what about my future. Pray in tongues. You will never be in a situation like this. Come to a dead end, come to a crossroad, which road to take. Holy Spirit will guide you. Amen. Point number 5. When you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit will sanctify your tongue, your speech. It will make it your speech gracious. Kind, those hurting words will all go. There is no more abusive words, verbal abuse, all will go. Snarling, angry, the tone, everything the Holy Spirit will change. See, that is the power of the Holy Spirit. You must see internal change in your life. When you see internal change in your life, you know you are on the right track. Your speech will change. The way you talk to people, especially to family people, I'm saying, no? Family people, your spouse, your children, the way you speak. Is there a kind word, a gracious word? Is there patience? Is there love? He will change your speech. And I'm not going to talk too much on it. James chapter 3 is a beautiful passage on the tongue, but we will reserve this because in the next webinar, we have a beautiful teaching on this. It's called Speak Your Way to Victory. How to speak correctly. How to use your tongue to bring a breakthrough. How to use your speech to bring a breakthrough. Yeah, the next webinar is an amazing teaching. Again, look at this. When you start praying in tongues, you'll get divine revelation and secrets. Unbelievable. The same word of God that you read and found boring, and now you get the gift of tongues, pray in tongues, and now you read the word of God. Wow. Why? It's coming alive. What's the scripture is coming alive. Why? Now you know the author of the word of God. Who is the author of the word of God? Holy Spirit. We're not praying to the Holy Spirit. That's why we take the book. Many people say, boring brother, this book is dead for me. It will be dead. You're not connecting to the author of the book. Spirit. John 14, verse 26. But the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, remind you of all that I've said to you. See? The Holy Spirit is your teacher. That's why revelation and insights will come. You'll be amazed. Amazed. I'm amazed. That is the secret of St. Paul. Who wrote 3/4 of the New Testament? St. Paul. You know that? St. Paul. If you don't know it, start opening your Bible. In the New Testament, he wrote 3/4 of the Bible. You know why? He prayed in tongues. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 18. I thank God I speak in tongues more than all of you, said St. Paul. Wow. And look at the revelation. I know when you read the New Testament, you'll be amazed. What insight, what revelation this St. Paul had. Still, we are struggling to get the full, comprehend the full thing, right? Amazing guy. He's, the Holy Spirit, when you start praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit will speak to you. You will hear his voice. This is the way. Walk in it. He will tell you. Once I went to a retreat center to preach to at a youth convention, 4,000 youth. And when I went to the place, the organizers told me, you know, you have to give the talk on relationships. That is boy-girl relationships. I've given it before. It's a very beautiful teaching. The youth also enjoy it. It is about talking about, you know, boy-girl relationships, when to get into a relationship with a boy and girl, when to marry, etc. Anyway, okay? So I said, yeah, no problem. But I felt I must change the slide and the title. Only the first slide. So I put it love, sex, and marriage. And my talk was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Brothers and sisters, can you imagine speaking to 4,000 youth at 2 o'clock in the afternoon after lunch? My nightmare. But I knew the trick. The Holy Spirit told me, you know, I knew the trick. Love, sex, marriage. Wow, when you put a title like that, love, sex, marriage, nobody will sleep. Nobody slept at that session. Edge of their seat. I put love, sex, marriage, first title, went to the chapel to pray, and I sat to pray. Holy Spirit told me, wrong title. See how beautiful, no? Immediately. You'll hear his voice, his promptings, his whisper. I was wondering what's wrong with this, love, sex, marriage. I heard talks been given like this, love, sex, marriage, same title. Holy Spirit told me the order is wrong. It should be love, marriage, and sex. How amazing, right? Love, marriage, and sex. That is the divine order, right? The divine order is love, marriage, and sex. The order of the world, the worldly order is love, sex, and marriage. How the Holy Spirit saved him. Even a title matters, right? You communicate your truth even through a title. What amazing, you know? And look at this. It says here in John 16, verse 13. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, will guide you into all the truth. All the truth. Through the word of God. And he will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. Wow. And I can see this. I can see it. I write daily reflections. Now it's 4 years, I'm writing daily reflection. Let me tell you this, I'm not very, very good at constructing sentences. You know, I'm not very good. I struggle. I take prayer's help. But I can't write properly, you know. I can only speak well, hopefully. But now I'm praying in tongues. And now I've been writing daily reflections for the last 4 years without a problem. I read the word of God. I meditate on it. Holy Spirit will put a scripture. Show me the scripture. I write my reflection in 10 minutes. And by the grace of God, it is going today to 15,000 people across the world. Amen. Amen. And if you want to receive the daily reflections, do let me know and I'll send you the link. It's a blessing to so many people. So many people are blessed. They say the first thing when I get up, they say, we take our phone and read the reflection. It's a blessing, they said. Yeah? Praise God. It's all glory to the Holy Spirit. Quickly. Holy Spirit will bring breakthroughs. You see, when you start praying in tongues, breakthroughs will come. Breakthroughs you have not seen. You'll be amazed. Now, very quickly, you know, this couple are in the north of India. They come from a place called Silvassa. That is very close to Daman and Diu. I went, I preached the same thing on the gift of tongues. They're blessed mightily. And this lady, Jyoti, praying in tongues for hours now. Suddenly, her husband, his name is Bosco, fell ill. They rushed into the hospital, his pulse dropped. And so I don't know what the doctors did. And after some time, the doctors told her, his pulse has dropped. We can't do anything. And look at Jyoti, didn't break down. She knew the power of prayer, started praying in tongues. She took her sister along with her. Both of them prayed in tongues. Just stood there and prayed in tongues. And all other nurses and some doctors all were looking at them and saying, what are they doing? This guy is almost collapsed. In 4 minutes of praying in tongues, this man was flat. Just started raising his hand. Raised his hand and he's also praying in tongues. Amen. Revived. Doctor was stunned. Obviously, right? He told them, you please go to another hospital and get checked up again. So they went to another place called Surat, got him checked up. They had to do an angioplasty or something for him. They did it. And after they did it, the doctor who did that angioplasty called her and said, I want to show you how good is your husband's heart. So they took her in and showed it and said, on the screen, look at your husband's heart. It is perfect. Perfect for his age. And the doctor asked her, who do you pray to? Can you imagine? And she had a crucifix in her bag. She took the crucifix and she showed him. We pray to Jesus. And she said, wow. And the doctor said, wow, your God has done an amazing work on his heart. Praise the Lord. His entire story will come in the book a little later on. And this man is amazing story. Now, in the south of India, in a place called Coimbatore, you know, this is 2017 story. This man caught H1N1, swine flu. Many died in the Coimbatore. In 2017 of swine flu, he caught it, went to the ICU, and the doctors told his wife, Deepa, 20%. 20% chances. Just keep praying, they told her. Just keep praying. Someone gave Deepa Priya's number. And Deepa called Priya. And Priya prayed for this man on the phone in tongues. We pray only in tongues. And every day for the next 20 days, because he was in ICU, Priya used to call Deepa and pray for him. Then one day Priya asked this lady, Deepa, do you have the gift of tongues? She said, no, I don't know what it is. Priya said, do you want it? She said, yes, sister, if it's going to help me, I want it. Priya prayed on the phone. She received the gift of tongues and started praying in tongues. Started praying in tongues so much that people noticed a change. Who noticed the change? The people in the hospital noticed a change in Deepa's life. See, that is what's important. Something they saw in her life, they came to her for prayer. People in the hospital, nurses, came to her for prayer. Amazing, right? And one day the doctors, you know, called Deepa and said, you know, your husband's eyes are closed. It means he will not live for more than 3 hours. Please go and see him. So she went. He's lying flat. She didn't break down because she knew how to pray. You see, if you know how to pray, you will take control of the situation. She prayed in tongues for this guy and she said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command your eyes to open. And his eyes opened. There were doctors there. They were shocked. The doctors in the next room also were there. They came running to see this man, eyes open. He improved amazingly well and he got discharged. Praise God. Another guy is here. Discharged. Sisters and brothers, you'll see amazing breakthroughs in your life. Yeah. And there are more stories. For lack of time, we cannot go into it. Amazing stories are there. But last point, you see, when you pray in tongues, you can counter the strategy or the wiles of the enemy. You see that? You can counter it. That's why you get a breakthrough. James chapter 4 verse 7 says, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. Hallelujah. You must know how to resist the devil. And when you pray in tongues, the devil will run away from you. You're resisting the devil. Why? Because now your faith is growing. You have the shield of faith. No fiery dart can harm you, touch you anymore because of the shield of faith. It's grown. Look at the scripture. Ephesians 6:12. We are not contending against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the principal hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So we are in a spiritual warfare. Warfare. And what will win the battle? The gift of tongues. Spiritual warfare, you can destroy the enemy, destroy his life, destroy him who's causing the sickness and infirmity, financial bankruptcy, marriage. Wow, you can destroy it by praying in tongues. You know, it's just amazing. And that's why, you know, the devil cannot understand tongues. Amen. We'll explain it tomorrow. More. The devil cannot understand praying tongues. Hallelujah. Because you're praying in the spirit. Okay. Sanctification, yeah, when you pray in tongues, holiness. Look at this beautiful scripture, you know, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 23, 24. Now may the God of peace make you holy in every way, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. Amen. When you pray in tongues, what is happening? Sanctification is happening. Holiness is worked through in your life. That's why I said, if you're praying in tongues and you don't see sanctification, you don't see holiness, you don't see transformation, you're not praying enough. You don't know how to pray. The first thing the Holy Spirit will do is he'll bring a change in you. He'll bring a change in your life. Holiness. This beautiful holiness, this sanctification. What is sanctification? To be separated from the world, to be set apart for God will take place in your life. And God will make this happen. See, Paul is writing, God will make this happen. What is will make you happen? Sanctification. For he calls you is faithful. Yeah. So the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit is the sanctifier. He'll purify our lives. You know, he will reveal all our weaknesses as we pray one area at a time. Unbelief, impatient, anxiety, fear, lust, addictions. He will show it to you and he'll start working and he'll give you that energy, he'll give you the power, he'll give you the strength to overcome it. And you continue to pray, then strength and change will come in your life. And the Holy Spirit, by praying in tongues, will uproot it and set us free. Addictions, I've seen amazing addictions go. Amen. Praise God. So let me see that. Yeah. Last one, it's praying in tongues is a gateway to the life in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Gateway. You can read Galatians chapter 5 and Romans chapter 8. Gift of tongues is the gateway to all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. If you want all the other charism to function in your life, you must learn to pray in tongues first. What are the gifts that all the apostles in the upper room got on the day of Pentecost? Gift of tongues. First gift they got was gift of tongues. And what do most people get at retreats? Gift of tongues. It's the gateway or the doorway to a life in the Holy Spirit and to the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Okay, interpretation we'll do tomorrow. We don't have to see that now. And so in conclusion, my dear brothers and sisters, the power of prayer is fully seen when we pray in tongues. When you pray in tongues, you will experience the power of God in your life. And I want to tell you one more thing, you know, you will enjoy your prayer life. When you pray in tongues, you'll enjoy your prayer life. A prayer will not become a burden. Amen. How wonderful, isn't it? You will enjoy your prayer life. The Lord wants to do much in our life and through us. Allow the Holy Spirit to have his way in your life. And so, Lord, we want to thank you and we praise you and we bless you, Lord. Thank you for your word. So new, fresh, everlasting. Brings hope, strength. Thank you for your word, which is sharper than a double-edged sword. And thank you for teaching us today, Lord, on the use and the benefits of praying in tongues. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mm-hmm.